You are listening to us this morning in Fort St. John at 88.3 FM. More than 120 dogs have gone missing in northern BC, prompting animal lovers to demand police investigate. Suspects have been seen in cars trying to lure dogs from people's yards, and there's growing evidence the dogs could be stolen for illegal dog fighting. Investigative reporter Natalie Clancy has just returned from Fort St. John, where many people are keeping their dogs indoors. She joins me now for more on this story and a warning to our listeners. Some of the content and language may be offensive. Natalie Clancy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on in the region?
Well, as you know, in Fort St. John and Dawson Creek, there have been whispers of dog fighting rings for years. We set out to find out if there's any reality to the rumors, and there is evidence to support the theory. Nearly a dozen dogs have been found dead or near dead with injuries that are just hard to explain. And we spoke to eyewitnesses who say they accidentally came upon a disturbing dog fight in August. Now, we've agreed to alter one man's voice because he fears organizers of dog fights are also dangerous criminals.
We heard a lot of growling and barking and then hooting and hollering coming from a group of people. They were huddled around in a circle. So like, yeah, go, you know, that sort of thing. And then you hear the dogs just tearing each other apart. It was incredibly loud. Growling and snarling and barking and yelping from when they were getting hurt.
Now, he says he and his wife got out of there and were very disturbed by what they'd seen and heard while they were walking their dog. A second witness in that rural area told us he saw the same thing several times, in fact, in that area.
And we know that there was that spike in missing dogs, but couldn't this also be because of cougars or other predators that might be to blame?
Yeah, I mean, good point. Of course, some of these dogs could well have been attacked by wolves or hit by cars, but some have been seen being stolen away in vehicles. Sometimes fences and gates have been opened, collars removed and left on the dog chain, and some dogs have been seen being stolen out of the back of pickups. Now, the branch manager of the SPCA says too many dogs have been found with injuries that don't make sense. And when you look at the numbers, Fort St. John alone, 127 dogs are missing this year, and that's doubled over last year. Here is Candace Buckhammer.
It just, nothing adds up. If they're just being stolen by people who want a pet, it doesn't add up. There's too many, the numbers are way too high, and the circumstances of the dogs that are found afterwards do not fit with a normal animal-related death. If a wolf or a coyote has tracked that animal down, has hunted it, they do not just kill it and then leave it. They're hunting it to have a meal. So you're going to see some sort of predation on that animal, and that's not the case. We're seeing full intact animals with bites to their front limbs, their chest, their neck area.
And she says a dozen dogs have come to the SPCA in that condition, injuries that are consistent with dog fighting. Now, she says in one case, she called the registered owner and he hung up on her. In many cases, the dogs were euthanized because they were too aggressive or too injured. Buckhammer suspects there is a dog fighting ring, but she says that's her opinion, not the SPCA's.
I'm still not clear on why people think so many dogs would be stolen, because don't these illegal fighting rings breed their own dogs?
Yes, that's what the experts tell us from places where they've busted rings in the US and the UK. It's a lucrative underground business, but this is where it gets even more disturbing for pet owners. A man who thinks his dog was stolen last year fears dogs are being stolen to be used as bait dogs. Brad Tanner is a breeder who had a large bone farm dog named Chaco disappear last year. Now, Tanner was very vocal in speaking out, urging police to investigate a possible dog ring. Well, he says someone then took his dog and killed it to intimidate him.
Somebody took that dog right from the edge of his yard. Two other dogs down there were taken from the edge of their yard. I caused enough shit that these people got nervous. They put a bullet in my dog and tried to bury him in a snowbank. They are taking these dogs and they're using them for fighting. They've been found horribly mutilated. That doesn't happen from a wolf or a coyote. It's just a bait dog that they can throw into that ring that's not going to hurt the dog that they want to win. They want to train that dog, teach that dog how to fight, how to kill, and people will bet money on how long that dog will live for.
Now, Buckhammer of the SPCA told us most of the dogs stolen are what we call large bully breeds. That's the pit bull type dogs. But other dogs are also going missing, she says, for possibly a very disturbing reason.
They will steal old and sickly large dogs and small breed dogs to use as, like you said, a bait dog, which is strictly to teach their fighting dog how to be aggressive. These dogs don't stand a chance against the trained dogs, and it's only meant to give them that thirst for the blood and to go until the death. They do not stop until those animals stop moving.
Now, she says at least four dogs have come into the SPCA that she thinks died under those circumstances.
And we certainly have been covering this story as best we've been able to here on Daybreak. And there has been a lot of panic and fear among dog owners. What are they doing to try and draw attention to the problem?
Well, I know a lot of people have heard about Stolen Dogs 911. That's a Facebook page where owners document the pictures of their dog. They've given vehicle descriptions for a suspected dog napper. In one of those Facebook posts, there's a dog featured named Braxton. Now, Braxton disappeared from a home just outside Dawson Creek last month. I met with his owner, Sherry LaForney, and she's frantic.
We've had strange vehicles driving up and down the road and turning their lights off. And then a week later, my dog disappears.
What do you worry?
Worry that somebody's taken him, that he's been used as a bait dog or worse.
And unfortunately...
people don't understand. These are our families. It's like taking a kid from us. It really is.
Now, she, like many others, are frustrated. No one appears to be investigating missing dogs. Police tell you when you call, your dog probably ran away or got hit by a car. They told me the same thing. So a group of dog lovers have started a petition. Nearly 900 people have signed it. It's being given to one of the MLAs, Mike Bernier, today. It's demanding the provincial government give the SPCA and the RCMP resources to investigate. They point to the U.S., where the American Humane Society and an army of sheriffs and police have raided dozens of these rings and sent many people to jail in recent years.
Well, we'll look forward to see where this story goes next. Natalie Clancy is an investigative reporter at CBC. You can read more about this story on our website, cbc.ca/BC. You can also watch it on CBC television at 6 o'clock. Natalie, thanks very much.
You're welcome.